Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Hayes is here to talk about the Twins. I want to give you guys a chance to ask Dan questions. So if you have anything you want to ask Dan Hayes, 651-461-9226. Dan, it's been a rough June, hasn't it?
Yeah. That would be especially the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Man, that was ugly. That was the UGLY. You ain't got no alibi.
Right.
That was so bad.
It was brutal. Yesterday was especially painful, I think. And obviously, you know, Bailey Ober is a tough deal. And you wrote a little bit, even the day before his start, about some of the physical challenges that he's been going through and some of the mechanics things that he's been struggling with.
Yeah, he said basically he's been feeling some hip discomfort. You know, it's basically he just needs maintenance, and the Twins have said it, and Bailey said it. He's pitched through worse. He's, you know, like the players play through stuff all the time, but what he's working on has definitely altered his mechanics a little bit, where he is trying to get them back, and I think he felt like he was making progress, but clearly he had a very rough day yesterday, giving up the home runs, walking six guys. I mean, there's months where he doesn't walk six guys. He's such a control specialist, and it's definitely clear he's off a little bit right now. And given the other uncertainty in the rotation, it just makes things more difficult. Already, you know, I would say when they're going at their full strength, it's Pablo Lopez number one, Joe Ryan two, Bailey Ober number three. And right now, their number one is out for another 11 weeks, or maybe 7 weeks, but minimum 7 to 11 weeks. And then their number three is struggling. And so right now, the rotation's in a little bit of turmoil.
You know, I always make the point, Dan, that when you lose by 10 or 13, well, they lost by 12 on Tuesday and 13 yesterday, it still only counts as one loss, but it somehow feels way more dire when you just get shellacked like that.
Yeah, well, look, in games where you lose late and you're in it, those are very tough too, but at least you felt like you were in it. A game like yesterday, a game like Monday or Tuesday, both those games, you're not in it for more than an inning or two. And then they're just long days. You know, fortunately for the first one on Tuesday night, the 16-4 loss, that was like a 2-hour-and-40-minute game or something like that.
Right.
So it was kind of quick
for
a shellacking. Yesterday dragged out a little bit. And, I don't even think it was under three, I think, also. But just a lot of time to sit around and realize you're getting your butt kicked. It's non-competitive. Fans tune out, you know. And it's not like it was an enjoyable day at the ballpark. It was raining a little
rainy,
bit.
Yeah.
Very foggy, probably smoke from the fire. The air quality was terrible. So it's not like it was a great day at the ballpark.
Which of those is your number one excuse to how poorly the Twins have been playing? Is it the smoke? Is it the rain? What are we going to go with?
Like we're going with bad starting pitching.
Yeah.
We'll just be real. And look, teams go through lulls. This team, as of June 4th, was fourth in starting pitcher WAR and fifth in starting pitcher ERA in baseball out of 30. It was pretty good. And, you know, the first 10, they were terrible.
Yeah.
So it's not shocking to see them go through a rough stretch, but this one, you know, with Pablo being hurt and Zebby Matthews getting hurt too, it's going to make it a little bit harder to get out of. You need your other guys performing. And that was why David Festa pitching well on Wednesday was actually it was a huge deal for this team. If David Festa can just give them a chance to win, you feel like you're going into most games with a chance to win. And winning the majority of those games, you know, some of the other ones, you're just going to have your offense out, slug the team, do it that way, whatever. But you need functional guys, and Festa doing that was a big pick-me-up.
The Twins did trade Alcala this week. And, you know, they didn't really, I mean, they got like
No, it was a nothing trade.
It was a nothing trade. They were just unloading him, right, to create some room?
Yeah, and look, it's the end of an era that is disappointing. There were some good moments for Jorge Alcala, but he was brought in to be a big arm. They got him back in the Ryan Pressly trade.
Right.
Ryan Pressly has obviously been a stud since he left. The Twins had trouble unlocking him, and he needed to go to Houston to do what the Twins had suggested he do with them, and it didn't work with the Twins for whatever reason. Well, Alcala was the kind of the prize piece of that, and he just never really developed. He always struggled with lefties. I think some of it also may have been the fact that he was bounced back and forth in roles. Like, that's the guy who, honestly, to me, even though he came up as a starting pitcher, I think especially when you're throwing 100, he probably should have maxed out at one inning at a time, and there were times where the Twins needed to ask him to do two, and he struggled. And I mean, he constantly was in the manager doghouse or the coaching staff doghouse because he's kind of a quiet guy. It was hard to get a read on him. Sometimes things happen, you know. And at the end here, he was just so low on the pecking order that it became time to move on. And frankly, they're probably, I think if they thought about it differently, they would have gone back a year or two and traded him when he had more value. But you never know, and you never stop taking a chance on a guy with an arm like that. And that's why they were willing to keep giving them chances. But it just didn't pan out. And you know, I mean, Jorge Alcala is a good dude. He's a family guy. I think he'll, you know, maybe he takes the lessons learned here and excels in Boston. I mean, the chance will be there for him, and he definitely is capable of doing it. But he's got to be way more consistent as a pitcher with his velocity. One day it'd be 94, one day it'd be 99. And that's not great when your coaches are going, is he hurt? What's going on? And then he could dial back up in a second. It's just a situation that wasn't going to work out.
Dan Hayes with The Athletic here on CCO. What are the Twins going to do with Joey Wentz? This is the pitcher they grabbed off waivers from the Pirates. Obviously, he was on waivers, so I don't know that he's the solution to anything, but what's your thought on that?
Well, I think they see some potential mechanical things they like that maybe they think they can enhance him. Right now, he is sort of the second lefty in the bullpen, but he's got to earn trust to get some of those spots, and he'll pitch multiple innings like we saw him do yesterday, or like the plan was for him to do yesterday. He needs to get more outs. He needs to be successful. It was kind of rough getting the call on the first day yesterday. I think they would have loved it if they didn't have to use him and let him settle in and instead he had to go. And the game was out of hand as it was. But I think there's hope. They said they're excited about the possibilities. I think they want to do their pitching thing and maybe convince him to throw a different pitch or try something a little different. We'll see. Haven't really got a chance to dive into that too much, but you know, it could be that he just turns out to be a body, fresh
right.
off, you know, and they have a couple long guys, both are in the minors, and Travis Adams and Michael Tonkin, who cleared waivers today, and was accepted an outright assignment back to AAA St. Paul. So he's still with the Twins. He's just not on the 40 man anymore. And it's possible one of those two guys, if Wentz comes up and doesn't succeed, that Wentz could be replaced by either Adams or Tonkin in the near future.
Royce Lewis has been in a major hitting slump. The last seven games, he's kind of turned it around. He's hitting 400 over the last seven games. Do you get a when for the season he only has 18 hits? I mean, 18 hits is abysmal. That is not what you expect from a Royce Lewis. Do you think he's sort of figured something out, or what's your gut say here?
Yeah, I think he's on the right path. When he can start to do it with a little more power, that's when we know he's back. But you got to start, you know, you got to walk before you can run. And I think he needed to do that, especially given the way he started coming back. You know, in spring training, he felt really good. He had put in a lot of great work in the offseason, and he liked where he was at. He suffered the unfortunate injury, and then he kind of came back and really struggled. And, you know, he had that 0-for-17 or whatever it was to start. Yeah. It was attached to last year. Then he got a hit, and everybody was kind of excited because it was a home run, and he had a second home run robbed that day. And then he had another long stretch and over. But I think that this is a good starting point for him, just to get some feel back, because I do think he's a player who he's one of those guys that has to feel good. And when he feels good, it enhances everything. And I just mean from a confidence standpoint, from a happiness standpoint, when he feels good about himself, like, he's an upbeat dude, and he's had to deal with some stuff this last year that was probably mentally taxing for him. Just not being elite and at the top of his game. And he's had to deal with it twice in two seasons. So for him, the little, I think it's 8-for-14 or 8-for-17, somewhere around there, whatever you said, 400. That's a really good place to start. And, you know, if they can now get some home runs added into that and he becomes that dynamic force again, you know, they're in a much better position to handle their pitching kind of struggles or their pitching challenge, I guess.
Yeah. All right, we sound so down. I mean, it's sort of the reality right now, right? Like, not too much to be excited about. But,
well, it's overcast. It's June, and it's overcast, and it's ugly. It's rainy. Come on, man. You know, this is summertime. What the heck?
Agreed. Dan, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Jason, thanks.
Dan Hayes, you can read him at The Athletic, at theathletic.com. We'll take the temp of the team. That'll be fun in just a minute.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Oh, I used my Chef IQ sense just the other day. We're making steak. I cooked it to medium rare. Chef IQ sense told me right when to take the steak off the grill. Beautiful. The Twins, Dan. The temperature, we have been hovering in the lukewarm category. Where would you, Dan Cook, put the temperature of the Twins today?
Getting chillier.
Yeah.
Getting chillier. Obviously, you and Dan just discussed that the pitching has been just flat out awful over about the last week or so. That Texas series, you just want to try and flush that one, put it behind you, and hope for better days moving forward. One bright spot.
Okay.
One small little spot of heat.
Let's hear it.
The Twins' way. Is one Byron Buxton.
Yes!
Who's been doing his best MVP impersonation over the last week or so. Over the last week, his OPS, now granted, a major league average OPS is like around 730.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit higher than that. His OPS over the last week has been 1405.
Oh, my.
That's on-base percentage plus slugging percentage.
Right.
He's just been hitting the cover off the ball. And he had perhaps the best full inning of a Twins player's ever had in terms of that diving catch.
Yes.
And then a 479-foot home run, which might still be traveling if the stadium hadn't gotten in the way. Second longest home run hit this season, and one of the longest in Twins history at Target Field. So
that was in the 6-2 win over the Rangers.
Yes.
Didn't they? I thought I saw on the telecast that there was like a mark where that home run hit and they were going to put like a plaque up or something.
I don't know if they're going to put a plaque up or not, but yeah, there was a mark where it hit, and then I think it glanced off of one of the ushers and then jumped into the section where there was some folks standing there. And
it was so high, like when you watch the replay, the excellent photographers that they have.
Underestimated
and went low.
Yes. Because you're like, they had to pan up.
You're like, oh my goodness, that one really got.
Because people don't hit baseballs where that ball was hit. It's just crazy.
Pretty fun. Dan, we're out of time.
Yes, we are.
Whoops.
No, we're good.
All right. Henry Lake is next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.